The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Was that Florence Jr. fluffing on the hotline post, or was that somebody else?
It was his pre-fluffer.
Okay. All right.
Five-minute warning.
Oh, this is a tour?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we got 8, 9, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Can't wait to see Mr. Florentine. We've had some correspondence with our friend Colleen. Might be some live comedy coming back to our city. Let you know when we hear more details about that. Nick needs a gig. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, one before
that's
November.
Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, you got that one. That's right.
That's getting closer and closer.
It is. Wear a mask and you can actually have more things. Just talking about that off the air. You can have more things if you wear a mask. Yeah. It's crazy, I know, how that science works. Have more things if you wear a mask. I'm kind of getting used to the mask. Does that mean I'm like becoming, what is it?
You're a sheep.
I'm a sheep.
You're indoctrinated.
I like the anonymity of walking around with a mask on, although I still get recognized. Not that I'm that famous, but I get recognized like Todd does and like Craig does. Mainly from our voices anymore, you know.
Guy recognized me on the golf course yesterday.
But the voice comes through the mask.
There was a group.
Yeah, it does.
Group outing.
Right.
And they were coming back.
Right.
He said, what are you doing out here alone?
Right.
Said, like I have friends.
Well, you said that's not a bit. That's not a bit on the radio.
No. Yeah.
We don't have friends. Exactly right. We got this guy. He's an old friend of ours. We don't get a chance to see him anymore because he's not doing anything and we're not doing anything. Although he's doing a bunch of East Coast outdoor events. I saw that. Jim Florentine. Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Yeah, I performed under a tree last night in a park.
I want to ask you about this since I see you. I saw you and Voss and all those guys are doing a bunch of stuff outside of New York and Pennsylvania and Jersey, and they're all outdoors. We talked to our friend Chris Porter in L.A., and he said he did a outdoor gig right next to, like, an intersection, and cars are driving by and beeping and stuff like that. So were you under a tree last night?
Yeah, under a tree, and the crowd sitting out there, you know, in chairs, like lawn chairs, and then it started raining, you know, and I'm not getting wet because I'm under the tree,
right.
And they start leaving. I'm like, come on, where are you guys going? I got nowhere to go. I want to be up here forever.
What, were you in New York? Central Park? Where were you?
In New Jersey.
Okay, because I saw that, I saw our buddy Nick Griffin has done some Central Park outdoor stuff, you know. You just talk. So when they're in Jersey, just sitting in the lawn chairs, are they staying separate from each other? Are they being good?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's yeah, they are. I mean, you know, there's about 9 cases in New Jersey,
yeah, okay.
So
well,
I think people are just, you know.
Well, you said
I think they wiped out everybody they wanted to wipe out of New Jersey at this point.
Well, Jersey and New York got hit harder. We haven't talked to you since it began, and they shut it down. So yeah, your caseload is a lot smaller. That's good. How you been?
Well, yeah, they, you know, both governors put, you know, had them since the old people back in the nursing homes and wiped out all the old people.
Yeah,
so,
that's pretty true, too.
You know, they don't like to talk about that, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
You know, I know, like, 3 guys that their moms died from being in a nursing home with coronavirus.
And you know, my dad died, and he didn't die. He wasn't in a nursing home, but he died of corona back in August.
He did, really?
Yeah, in July. I want to bring that back up. I'm sorry, but yeah, I lost my dad in July.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. Look, man, it's, you know, yeah. it's uh, it's been a nightmare. You know, hopefully, you know, New Jersey's been, you know, we're still pretty much on lockdown. We just got indoor dining last week.
I saw that, yeah.
You know, and you still can't do indoor comedy shows and all of a sudden. New York can't do any indoor. New York's getting indoor dining September 30th, but they still can't do comedy shows inside.
I see.
No light, you know, no music or comedy.
When you do your, well, that's the thing. We can't see anything. I know you're a music fan, a huge music fan. We can't see live music, no concerts, no nothing. I see you sitting at your kitchen table doing your podcast. Are you bored?
Yeah, I like to be in studio. I like, you know, I went to the Barstool studio once a couple of weeks ago for the first time since March just to hang or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I hate doing it from home. You know, it's like you didn't get a job to, you know, do it. You want to leave your house for your job.
Yeah, we've been lucky that since March we actually came into the studio. Nobody's actually here except for the air staff. There's only, you know, we're all sitting fairly, you've been in the studio far apart. But we've been lucky enough to be able to come in the studio every day. But you're right, all of our comedian friends like yourself are just stuck at home, man. Are these live gigs?
Yeah, it's been, you know.
When you do your radio stuff.
We got, you know.
Are you at home doing your radio stuff? Your Ozzy's Boneyard?
Yeah, I could do. I've always done the show on Sirius and Ozzy's Boneyard. I just record it from home or if I'm on the road. So they always let me do that. I would go in sometimes. So, you know, Sirius XM is the building's closed to at least New Year's, too.
Oh, it is?
So, oh, it is.
Okay, all right. So everybody's everybody's at home.
I thought a lot of people there did that, you know, in the studio and live. Do you ever do that show live or just cut voice tracks?
No, they don't want it live, so it's a voice track show.
They don't trust you?
For some reason. You know, but I took the gig where I said, look, I'm going to be traveling. And they, you know, say, go do it on the road, do it wherever you want to do it. It's fine. You know, we have no problem with that, which is one good thing.
I got to compliment you on your work there. You're a good radio host. We knew you're a great radio guest, but there's a lot of great radio guests who are comedians who aren't very good hosts. They don't know how to keep a show moving, and you move the show along. You sound really good.
Thanks. You know, I try to, you know, I originally started doing radio before I did comedy.
That's right.
I wanted to be a DJ on the radio. I was on my college radio station. I had a morning show when I was like 21 years old on this little local station in New Jersey. It was only 100 watts, but I was doing mornings from 6 to 9.
At that age, you probably did you get fired?
It was tough, you know what I mean? But they were paying me $100 a week.
Yeah, but you were getting paid to be on the radio.
I left a job where I was getting $600 cash a week to work for $100 a week because I was like, this is what I really want to do. And then that lasted about 8 months before they said, you can't make any jokes. Just read the weather and the time and then move on. I'm like, no, I want to tell some jokes. And, you know, I'd be like, all right, I'm not doing this. And that's why I started doing stand-up.
The podcast is Everybody's Awful Except You, Jim Florentine. Tell us about the greetings on Cameo. You can do special ed greetings.
Yeah, look, I've held out on Cameo for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not. Nope. I've gotten tons of offers. People like, what's wrong with you? It's free money. It's easy. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. And then finally I succumbed. I'm not happy about it. I said, all right, I'm going to do this until I get back to touring, and then I'm going to shut it down.
Yeah, because Cameo is stars go on there and say their name and say you greet people, and you get, we could probably go online and find out what it costs to get Jim Florentine to do the Cameo. It does sound like whoring yourself out, but if you need money, you need money. I don't mind. Go for it.
Yeah, look, I can't get unemployment or anything like that. You know what I mean? We're, you know, most comics and stuff. So, what am I going to do? It's $50. I guess it's okay. Like, if you're a fan of somebody and you want to leave somebody a message and you feel like this would be good if your wife's a fan of some actor and you could pay $100 and he'll give her a happy birthday, she'll love that. So I get it, but, you know, I rejected it for a long time.
Do you feel dirty?
Yeah.
I know you because one of the things I like about you a lot is that you're so ornery and you're so real about crap like that. It probably did take a lot of arm twisting and thinking, look at the bank account, thinking, I got to do this, I guess, right?
Yeah, because, you know, at some point I'm like, all right, this coronavirus thing, you know, all right, a few months I'll take off. This is fine.
Yeah.
You know, when I could use the break, I was like, all right, this is all right. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as it keeps going and going and, you know, especially being in New Jersey, we're doing outdoor shows for about another month before it gets cold, and that's all going to get shut down.
Yeah, that's what sucks mainly because when the thing kicked in, spring was showing up, and we haven't been stuck inside in the cold weather yet during this crap. Man, we're bumming each other out, Jim.
No, I know. Look, I did a drive-in show where people were sitting in their cars, yeah, and they beeped the horn if they liked it, the joke.
We've talked to Chrysler did some drive-in stuff, too. Is that what they did, just beep, or did you just hear them laughing through the windows of their car?
Well, you could see that, too, but if it's a nighttime show, you really can't because you can't see. You
right.
just see headlights, and, you know, you can't really see into the car. The one I did, you know, it was weird because it throws your timing off when they beep. Mm-hmm. But then the worst thing is if you only get one beep on a joke, you're like, wow, that really bombed. It really sticks out.
One beep. You're right, because you can.
Yeah, I even called that. I go, oh, Dad, thanks for the sympathy beep on the Honda Accord over there.
That's right, because even a joke bombs at a club, a laugh still sounds better than a beep.
Exactly. Even if one, yeah, it really sticks out with the beep. So I only did one of those shows. I know Bert did a bunch of them and stuff. So I've been sticking with the outdoor shows and people sitting in lawn chairs.
Are you scheduled to be under a tree
at this point
anytime soon?
Yeah, me, Don, and Eddie are actually doing a show tonight. We're doing like that metal show, comedy show. We're doing an outdoor show. It's actually at a minor league stadium, which sounds impressive, like we're doing a stadium tour, but
right.
it can only hold 400 people.
All right. Oh. Are you and Jameson and Trunk doing something together? I see that.
We did it like a Facebook Live
okay.
kind of thing with that metal show.
Yeah,
like
okay.
we're just sitting around talking music.
All
you
right.
know, we were all hanging out.
Okay.
And we just turned the camera on and did that. I got a big response, so... You know, who knows? We're hoping. You know, we had some, it looked like there was some momentum to get the show back on the air before the coronavirus hit.
Oh, so. There actually was? Because that was always Calm a running down. Joke between you guys, obviously. You know, we should call Netflix. We should do that. So there actually was some traction. Finally, some traction. Good. Except
there was some traction, yeah. So, but then everything hit the fan. So we're, you know, when things get back to normal, hopefully, you know, we'll get that thing back on the air.
Oh, we can't wait to see you when things get back to normal. Jim Florentine, the podcast is Everybody's Awful Except For You, where you get your podcast. Where do you get your podcast? Where is that? That's Barstool Sports, right?
Yeah, it's on the Barstool Sports platform, but wherever you get podcasts, you can listen to it. It's Monday and Thursday. I release two a week.
And if you want to make them feel dirty, hire them to do a cameo.
$50, cameo.com. Custom greeting from Jim Florentine.
Believe me,
for you.
anyone could see the disdain in my face as I do it.
I'd pay an extra $50 just to see that.
Hey, when this is all over, we can't wait to see you, man. Take care of yourself, brother. Talk soon.
I can't wait to get back to Omaha, man. Right. It's one of my favorite towns to visit you guys and the club and all that stuff.
All right.
So hopefully soon.
Hopefully we see you soon.
See you soon, Jim. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I bet he hates that because that's the stuff he makes fun of. But, hey.
It is.
Yeah.
He's so funny. And his timing, too, like, I don't, when he pauses, it's like he's mustering up more disdain for whatever before he says what's next.
My favorite bit, and I know I've done this. Actually, I'm just doing some other stuff now, but on Twitter, I love when before the COVID, he'd always say, when people say hashtag something, you don't need to say it. There's going to be a hashtag there. Just say it.
Yeah.
You know, that was a funny bit. The disdain on my face. Happy birthday.
It always amazes
me. It reminds me of the cameo that we used to play from Vince Neil, who was just completely hammered.
Oh, wasted.
And he had a baseball cap on. He just looked horrible. He wasn't in rock and roll clothes or anything. Like, hey, babe, Jim, babe, birthday.
So drunk and bloated.
Remember that? Girls. He can't help the drunk and bloated part.
Yeah, he dropped like three Motley Crue puns in a 30-second video.
And then it was like, I'm sure it was $75. You got Cameo up there?
Yeah,
who was the most famous person on that?
Well, I'm just looking through comedians.
Okay.
And their definition of comedian is quite loose here because I just ran across it's $350 for Gary Busey to do something for you.
Well, he's an actor, and to have Busey, okay, so Busey probably can pull that.
But
because Busey's voice would be like,
he can barely string together a sentence.
That's well,
those
what
videos
makes
are
funny.
Probably pretty funny.
Yeah. That's why it's probably funny, right?
But like Chris Porter. There's Chris Porter, $25. You can get him to do a video for you on Cameo. You know, I mean, there's very interesting. Chris Kattan, Nick.
Hey.
$95.
Who's the most expensive on there?
I think some of them were upwards of like $500 last time I looked. Like,
who's that, Bo Jackson?
I want to say like Brett Favre and Brian Urlacher were upwards of $500.
Urlacher's a douchebag now.
Yeah.
So is Brett, for that matter. But I see the
Andy Cohen, $595.
That crowd digs him. That kind of scene digs him.
Why not just round it off to 600?
It's a lot of money, man. Can you imagine getting that? That's why Florentine feels dirty. Somebody's paying $50 for something he would just say to somebody. You know, yeah, he's a nice dude. You see, if you see out in person, you say happy birthday.
Hey,
you
know, happy birthday. Happy birthday. You got a birthday, huh?
Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC for $100.
Yeah. Craig Evans.
And to do you one better, Mark McGrath for only $99.
All right.
Because $100 would be too much.
It'd
be very tough to turn that kind of money down. Once you get past the, I used to be a pretty big star and I made a lot of money.
Remember Sugar Ray?
But it's easy money, man. It's easy money.
Oh, I wonder how many requests Mark McGrath is getting.
More than you think, probably. I don't blame these guys. I don't blame any. I don't blame Florentine.
I'd just be curious to see, is he doing 2-3 a day, or does he need to block off like 2 hours to?
I would like to know.
Cameo out of the way.
I think off the air, next time we see Florentine, I'm sure he don't want to say it on the air. I'd like to know how many he's doing.
Yeah.
That'd be the key.
Is he getting deluged?
Yeah.
Pete Rose for $150.
Yep. See, I would have to have somebody really, really famous to impress somebody with, and also somebody with a distinctive voice. Because Pete Rose would be like, hey, this is Pete Rose. I go, yeah, how do I know it's Pete Rose? Yeah, I've heard him talk before.
Well, you see.
Florentine's got a distinctive voice.
I think you actually see them.
Oh, you did. Yeah, you do. But there's also those answer machine ones, too. There are answering machine. I think there's separate ones, right?
Terry Bradshaw, $500.
Yeah.
Huh?
Boy, I think his new show's on either last show night or tonight.
Looks pathetic.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At the Lincoln Journal Star, their editorial board yesterday wrote, Nebraska remains one of four states, along with Kansas, South Dakota, and Idaho, that has not tested the waters of medicinal marijuana, one of four states not meeting the medical needs of its constituency. It would be easy to blame the Supreme Court for their most recent ruling. However, it is actually the fault of the feckless legislature, because they have failed the people of this state time and time again, according to the board at the Lincoln Journal Star. They say medical marijuana comes to the floor each legislative session, and there's hearings, and there's debate, and that's it. They have had many chances to lay the groundwork for a program by regulating the industry through legislation. Again, this past session. But no.
This drives me so crazy, though, because, of course, everybody's for medical marijuana, but they all vote against their own interests in the state. So I don't feel sorry for anybody anymore.
Yeah,
really
they
don't.
Say
because
study.
You have to vote R. You got to vote R.
Editorial board of the Lincoln Journal Star says studies have found it to provide pain relief for the chronically ill, including cancer patients. More importantly, it's safer than opioids, which have been overly prescribed by doctors, thus fueling thousands of addictions
around,
and deaths nationwide.
The electorate did the right thing.
They did the right thing.
They went through. They jumped through all the hoops.
No, they're talking the legislature.
Legislature, just go ahead and
should
do it.
Yeah, that's what the editorial board at the Lincoln Journal Star.
Yeah, right. All white guys in Scott's Bluff don't care.
Is saying that the legislature should have done this long ago. They should do it now. Quit fooling around.
Right. So
you know
Kansas,
why they didn't?
Kansas and us, they're just idiotic down there,
because
obviously.
Because they're feckless.
Right.
I love that word.
That's
I
a
like
great
that word.
Word,
too.
It is.
So, just a note from the Lincoln Journal Star.
Yeah, because I think that's how it happened in Illinois. I think the legislature took care of it. It didn't even go to a
lot
vote.
Of legislatures
it shouldn't
do
have
it.
To go to a vote.
That's how it happened in Vermont.
Never going to pass legislature here.
No.
Old white guys from western Nebraska, they don't give a crap. They don't care. By the way, Ricketts won by a landslide when he ran for governor. You got to vote the R. That's all that matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters.
A Georgia sperm bank is being accused of not verifying the background of a donor now accidentally identified as a convicted felon with a mental disorder.
Oh. now you know why your kid's messed up.
Yeah, probably not the donor you were looking for.
That ain't my kid.
Nah, court documents show he spent time in prison for burglary. He's got a diagnosed mental condition.
That would suck.
Yeah, it really would.
Yeah.
Well, there might be moms who specifically request that.
Right. Can I get some of that parole splooge?
Where's the homicidal maniac section of the book?
Parole spooge is a Deadpool name.
Right. I want to keep that's a little more volatile.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think you got to be, you're risking that kid. Yeah.
Keep it interesting.
Yeah. Jim Florentine and Dr. Mina joined us. Check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Also available on Spotify now.
We got Lewis Black and Tammy Pescatelli joining us next week.
Wear a mask. Hope your team loses. I can say that now, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on Monday. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.